Hello, welcome once again to New Beat. I'm Simon Peterson, your host for the next half hour. As usual, packed with inspired original music and a variety of spots and stories. So, stay tuned. Let's start with Sylvie Jean, The Essence of Life. Singing about the essence of life, which of course is love, and that love be your motivation, the driving force behind everything you do.
A wealth of health, keeping you fit for life.
New research indicates that AIDS patients who were prayed for were healthier a few months earlier than those that received no prayer. The study divided 40 equally ill subjects into two groups. The group receiving prayer did not know that volunteers from 10 religions and healing traditions prayed for them an hour a day for 1 week. After 6 months, the patients who were prayed for had spent an average of 10 days in the hospital, compared to 68 days for the control group. The prayer-receiving patients also reported a decrease in emotional distress and less severe AIDS-related new diseases.
Thank you. diseases, take them all to sweet Dr. J. Problem, Dr. J's gonna cure those ills.
Sally, for our thought for the day.
Life is an awesome gift. Treasure, enjoy, and make the most of it by taking time for the things that really count.
And by the way, if you'd like to receive a thought for the day by email, then you can log on to www.activated.org, where you can sign up for a variety of free inspirationals to be emailed to you daily. In the Highlands of Scotland, a little group of people were talking about heroism. They were saying that sooner or later, everybody had to practice some kind of heroism. A young man turned to an old woman who looked so ordinary and so serene, and he did not know that life had been a series of tragic events for her. "What kind of heroism do you practice?" he asked with an obvious air of superiority. After all, what kind of heroism could there be in a life like hers? "Me?" she said. "Well, I practice the heroism of going on."
I saw you when no one noticed. I watched you from day to day. Observed your humble spirit. Admired your simple ways. I wondered what it had cost you to so willingly play your part. Until I could not hold back the words that filled my heart. You are the unsung hero, letting your hopes and dreams go. So hard to find, to show the admiration I feel so deep inside. All of those unseen labors that nobody seems to see are making your crown in heaven that will shine eternally. Oh,
Vass Myers with a song written in appreciation of his wife, one of the countless unsung heroes in this world who lay down their lives to love and help others. And just think, if everyone took 5 minutes each day to go out of their way to make someone else's life a little better, think how much better this world would be.
Stand by for some important information. It's time to write to Newbeat.
Well, here's our email address. If you'd like to write, it's mail@radioactivated.com, and we'd love to hear from you. And if you like the inspirational stories and anecdotes that you hear on this program, well, you can log on to www.activated.org, where you can sign up for a variety of free inspirationals to be emailed to you daily. And also, don't forget those music downloads at www.newbeat.org.
That's right.
And you're listening to the latest edition of New Beat. Hope you're enjoying the show. Time now for Words from the Wise, today spoken by Mother Teresa, who was recently beatified for devoting her life to helping the poor and needy in Calcutta. She once said this about her work: "It's only a drop in the ocean, but the ocean wouldn't be the same without that drop." Mother Teresa also once said, "We can do no great things, only small things with great love."
Now if you see a brother sitting by the roadside, looking sad and lonely, tombstones in his eyes, a little smile will start to change his life, a little love giving him will make all things right. Give him love, you'll be a new man, and give him life, you'll start all over again. Give him love, you'll be a new man.
He's a
That's one of my favourite songs from one of my favourite artists, Simon Rugley, Give Him Love. And you know, an act of love and kindness may not change the course of history, but if it changes the course of someone's life, well, it's worth it.
Did you know?
Did you know? The sun is like a vast hydrogen bomb, burning slowly. Every second, 4 million tons of hydrogen are destroyed in explosions, which start somewhere near the core, where the temperature is 13 million degrees centigrade. More energy than man has used since the dawn of civilization is radiated by the sun in a single second. And believe it or not, the material at the core of the sun is so hot that a pinhead of it would give off enough heat to kill a man a million miles away.
Well, time now for our feature where one of the artists who contribute their music to New Beat introduce one of their songs. Today, our featured artist is one of East Africa's top R&B artists, Juliana Kanyamozi. And here she is introducing You're My Center.
I like the beat in the song. I really love it because it's hyped, it's, you know, shaking. I also love the message. The message is the most important thing, and the lyrics themselves, most importantly. Like I said, I don't just like a song just like that. Even if a song becomes a hit just because of the way it goes, I won't love it so much. I'd rather listen to a song that didn't go all the way to number one but has meaning. That's me. So that's why I love Yuma Center.
To me, nothing's the way that it used to be.
Juliana, anything else that you'd like to tell the listeners to New Beat?
Yeah, I'd like to first of all tell the young ones to take care. If they're in school, let them study hard. The world is so difficult. You have to work hard, of course, with your prayers. God can help you. And, well, God bless you, all of you.
Petals and People by Max Licardo. Suppose you dwell in a high-rise apartment. On the windowsill of your room is a solitary daisy. This morning, you picked the daisy and pinned it on your lapel. Since you have only one plant, this is a big event and a special daisy. But as soon as you're out the door, people start picking petals off your daisy. Someone snags your subway seat. Petal picked. You're blamed for the bad report of a co-worker. Three petals. The promotion is given to someone with less experience but with great looks. More petals. By the end of the day, you're down to one. Woe be to the soul who dares to draw near it. You're only one petal snatching away from a blow-up. What if the scenario was altered slightly? Let's add one character. The kind man in the apartment next door runs a flower shop on the corner. Every night on the way home, he stops at your place with a fresh, undeserved, yet irresistible bouquet. These are not leftover flowers. They're top-of-the-line arrangements. You don't know why he thinks so highly of you, but you aren't complaining. Because of him, your apartment has a sweet fragrance, and your step has a happy bounce. Let someone mess with your flower, and you've got a basketful to replace it. The difference is huge. God will load your world with flowers. He hand-delivers a bouquet to your door every day. Open it, take them, and then when rejections come, you won't be left short-petaled.
I can see the pain inside from a hope that's turned to fear. There's a deep and desperate longing to escape what's drawing near. A flood of helpless feelings waits to drown you where you lie. But there's something you can cling to if you take the chance and try.
Like there's no tomorrow. Take these precious moments.
that's Chris and Claire. You've got today, bringing us to the end of today's New Beat. Let me give you once again our email address. It's mail@radioactivated.com, and you can also log on to www.activated.org for a variety of free inspirationals, as well as free music downloads of hundreds of your favorite New Beat songs at www.newbeat.org. Let me leave you once again with our thought for the day, which is...
Life is an awesome gift. Treasure, enjoy, and make the most of it by taking time for the things that really count.
From me, Simon Peterson, and all here at Radio Act Productions, we look forward to being back with you again next time. Bye for now. You've got today to stand up in the face of sorrow.
Shine brighter than today.